His name's Soriano. Try and figure him out, Bob.
I'll find that.
His last name is Soriano, which is pretty good if you're a baseball player, usually. Doesn't usually put you in a starting lineup if you're an NFL player.
Oh, dear.
I don't see this young man.
I'm not sure this young man has joined the roster yet.
But he had a full Patriots uniform on, and unless he was that imitator guy from the 70s, we imagine he is part of the Patriots, and it's just more of Groove's magic.
Oh, is he here? Where is he?
Excuse me, sir.
I saw Justin when I was there.
Hi, yeah. I'm Michael Gruber. I'm with NFLHighSchool.com.
Okay.
I'd just like to ask you a few questions.
Sure.
Does it still count as a world championship if the Super Bowl is in Houston?
Come on, why not? Come on, what does that have to do with it?
I don't know. All right, if you could fire one of your assistant coaches, which one would it be?
Who is this guy? Who is this guy? Where are you from? Where are you from again? Hey, I like all my assistant coaches. I mean...
I have to fire one.
That's not my decision. I wouldn't know. No, honestly.
That would be Jameel Soriano, who Dan...
Jameel.
...is from Harvard.
Yay!
Wow.
The smartest NFL player in the world there. Although he did believe that you're a high school kid. And the other... I think the funny thing is... We're saying it's from NFLHighSchool.com, and then you're asking these...
Is that really a website?
I think NFLHS.com, actually. We took this from a real kid. There's a real Houston kid who is doing interviews there. You said there's BIC guys all over the place. That's just... I mean, Groobs didn't... There are kids all over Media Day.
Mm-hmm.
There are more bits than there are regular sports reporters there, I would venture to guess. All right, this third one is a very famous player, at least remember draft time a couple years ago, Daniel Graham.
Ah, the great Colorado tight end, Dan.
And now on this one, you will hear Corby interrupt. You will also hear Frito walk by at some point. So enjoy Groobs with, spend a couple minutes with Daniel Graham.
All right, I'm here with number 82 of the New England Patriots.
Of course, he didn't know who it was.
First off, why is a touchdown worth 7 points? Shouldn't it be worth 10?
So, you know, I guess that's just the rules of the game, you know, 7 points. It's not even worth 7 points, it's worth 6 points.
But after the extra point attempt...
Here's the argument. Seven.
The touchdown, that's just what it is.
Maybe it should be 9 and then include the...
Do you think it should be 9?
I think it should be.
Oh, yeah?
Make the game, you know, a little higher scoring.
A little higher scoring? But, you know, we don't need a higher scoring. You know, I think it's fine, you know, wherever we are.
You really think so? I mean, in this league of parity, it seems like every score is, you know, 24 to 20.
It's 4 points.
It's kind of getting a little boring.
But I think regardless of, you know, how much you make the touchdowns, you know, still, you know, it's either going to be a high-scoring game or, you know, I think that really doesn't make a difference.
All right. Next question.
Good segue.
What is your favorite Super Bowl pregame meal?
I could say probably some cereal. You know, that's my favorite. You know, Frosted Flakes and Cinnamon Toast Crunch mixed together.
I need to try that.
Yeah.
I need to try that.
All right.
What if all linemen could be eligible receivers on every play?
Well, you know, I think that would really make the game more exciting. You know, you have to cover everybody then.
Maybe do that instead of making touchdowns worth 9 points?
Yeah, I think you do that first before you make a touchdown 9 points.
Nice callback.
You know, I think that brings you back to, you know, backyard football, you know, playground football. Everybody's eligible.
Really good idea.
Yeah.
I think we should go to the league and try and pass that to the commissioner.
Yeah. Is that what you're working on right now?
I'm trying.
Oh, okay.
We're also taking a survey with him. Do you know what grade he was in? If I said he was in 4th, 6th, or 8th grade, what would you guess?
I would guess 6th grade.
6th grade?
Yeah.
He's right.
Oh, he's right?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
6th grade.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay.
And last question. How old were you when you lost your virginity?
Man, you know what? I don't know. I plead the 5th.
Sorry, they put me up to it.
Who put you up to that?
The radio station.
Oh, your dad or the radio station?
Well, he works for the radio station.
No, I'm 25 years old and 26. 26.
26?
Yeah, and I'm 25 years old right now.
Right. Sorry, he promised me a 50 cent CD.
Oh, okay. All right. Make sure you get that.
I will.
Yeah, you make sure you get a CD. All right. All right.